What is the game plan? The Iran war is unsettling China and its ambitions. Trump cuts his losses on NOAM after controversial tenure at Homeland Security. U.S. and Venezuela agree to resume diplomatic ties after Maduro capture. We have been preparing. Why the boots on the ground in Iran could be Kurdish. U.S. asked Ukraine for help fighting Iranian drones. Zelensky says Ukraine accuses Hungary of taking 7 people hostage. Israel strikes Beirut after evacuation warning sparks panic. Anthropic vows to sue Pentagon over risk designation. Savannah Guthrie plans return to NBC as search for missing mother continues. Canadian teen died from drowning after dingo attack in Australia. Finland plans to lift decades-old ban on hosting nuclear weapons. Ecuadorian troops find 35-meter-long narco sub hidden in nature reserve. Britney Spears arrested in California on suspicion of driving under the influence. Texas lawmaker admits lapse in judgment in affair with aid. Conservative Anglicans pull back from electing rival to Archbishop of Canterbury. Azerbaijan says Iran struck its territory as war spills over border. Ethiopia experiments with smart police stations that have no officers. These women fought in Ethiopia's last civil war and warn against another one. Iran's high-risk war strategy seems to center on endurance and deterrence. Israelis back war with Iran despite uncertainty and fatigue. Dirty laundry and chocolate bars. How Venezuelan prisoners smuggled messages out of jail. The devastating conflict where both sides have reasons to keep fighting. How depleted weapons stockpiles could affect the Iran conflict. Checkpoints everywhere, and internet blackouts. Life in Iran as U.S.-Israeli strikes intensify. Watershed moment as Russia's sporting exile ends. Time-lapse shows change in the flow of ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Watch moment wolf rescued from canal in northern Italy. Watch heavy gunfire heard as BBC reports from border of Israel and Lebanon. Watch footage from across Iran shows scale of strikes. Asia struggles to find fuel oil as Middle East exports plummet, sources say. Oil spill disrupts livelihoods in Mexico's Veracruz state. Oil holds steady after 5-day winning streak, set for weekly surge on Iran conflict. Senate Democrats say they are ready to resume permitting reform talks. Gold rises but heads for weekly loss as firm dollar dulls have an appeal. Trump wants a say on Iran's next leader as war intensifies. Venezuela to ensure security of mining companies, exceed oil production goals. U.S. Interior Secretary says U.S. Treasury could unveil measures on oil futures market as energy prices rise. Oil settles up around 5% on supply concerns as Iran conflict widens. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 0.63%. Avio lands $65 million U.S. Defense contract for solid propellant engines. Australia stocks lose $91 billion in a week as Mideast war weighs after wild earnings season. Son of Essilor Luxottica founder nears deal to buy siblings Delfin stake, FT says. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan, weighted down 4.35%. Carlyle and CVC reportedly agree to share fees with UBS for distribution to wealthy clients. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 1.0%. SoftBank seeks up to $40 billion loan to fund OpenAI investment, Bloomberg reports. BYD unveils faster-charging blade battery to revive China sales. EU trade head says has given assurance it will honor trade deal. Republican lawmaker urges Bessent to guard against Chinese investment. Exclusive, Trump on rising gas prices during Iran operation. If they rise, they rise. U.S. labor market holding steady. Worker productivity still strong in Q4. Natural gas storage sees larger-than-expected decline. Higher capital goods prices lift U.S. imported inflation in January. Weekly U.S. initial jobless claims stand at 213,000. Jobless claims hold steady, matching previous figures.